From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the Trump administration's travel restrictions on citizens from five mostly Muslim countries. The ruling gave President Trump a victory in enforcing one of his most controversial policies. The president called the ruling a victory for the American people.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from. We just have to know who's coming here.
Under the travel ban issued in September after courts blocked its two earlier versions, citizens of five mostly Muslim countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, as well as North Koreans and some Venezuelan officials, are barred from traveling to the United States. Mr. Trump says his trade policies are not responsible for Harley-Davidson's decision to move some motorcycle production overseas. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Harley-Davidson says it's making the move because of the retaliatory tariffs it's facing in the escalating trade dispute between the U.S. and the European Union. But President Trump says that's an excuse. Trump warns that any shift in production will be the beginning of the end for Harley-Davidson, adding the aura will be gone and they will be taxed like never before. He says a Harley-Davidson should never be built in another country, never. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of people have fled their homes in California as wildfires burn across the north of a state that is still in recovery from fires in past years. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani insisted in a speech Tuesday that the country's economic situation is not as dire as many claim it to be. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
In a nationally televised speech Tuesday meant to reassure the Iranian public, President Hassan Rouhani claimed the country's economic situation is not as bleak as some are making it out to be, and that the current crisis over the value of the national currency, the rial, is linked to an economic and psychological war with the United States. Rouhani asks why people are suddenly worried about their economic future now. He insists that Iran's economic indicators are not dire and that government revenues have not yet fallen. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The search for 12 teenagers trapped in a cave in Thailand continues. Reuters correspondent Dhruv Tikekar reports.
Rescue teams from the Royal Thai Navy said they'd encountered low oxygen levels in some parts of the cave. Officials, however, say there's still hope of finding the boys.
If we find them, we will pull them out one by one. Now we've found two holes from the top, which means they're getting some air.
So far, rescue teams have searched just over half of the nearly 10-kilometer-long cave. Visitors, though, are only supposed to explore the first 700 meters of the complex. Officials say they were determined to find the boys by the end of Tuesday.
The boys are part of a soccer team. They're trapped along with their coach. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria is accusing all warring factions in that country of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in the battle for control of eastern Ghouta, a besieged enclave in the suburbs of the capital, Damascus. The commission issued the assessment in its latest report to the UN Human Rights Council. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN investigators call the method of warfare employed in eastern Ghouta barbaric and medieval, marked by the most brutal forms of violence with civilians as the primary victims. The chair of the UN Commission of Inquiry, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, says no one in this war has clean hands. Between February and April, he says pro-government forces launched daily aerial and ground bombardments, killing hundreds of people and destroying the essentials of civilian life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.